Initially, currencies were able to find some momentum on the back of an early Monday euro rally brought on by relief around the first round of the French election. But all of this faded rather quickly, and the focus shifted back to the U.S. side of the equation and worry around slower U.S. growth and higher inflation, recent weakness in the U.S. labor market, and a third straight decline in ISM manufacturing was enough to keep U.S. equities propped up on the idea this would force the Fed to take rate cuts more seriously. But at the same time, with inflation still looking sticky, investors could be disappointed by a Fed that retains a more hawkish, less investor-friendly policy path. Elsewhere, the yen continued to extend its decline to a fresh multi-year low against the buck, getting no help from Monday's better-than-expected Japanese tanken. It seems the local market is still not buying into the possibility for a BOJ rate hike later this month, while continuing to doubt officials' ability to effectively intervene. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from Eurozone inflation and unemployment, Canada manufacturing PMIs, a Fed Chair Powell speech, and U.S. JOLTS job openings. That's all for now.